So our Spotlight UK artist for this weekend is Kelsey Bovey, and I've got her on the line with me now. Hello, Kelsey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. So do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the world of country?
Yeah, so I started music when I was about 8 years old. I always kind of had an emotional attachment to it. I always had to have music on, no matter where I was, what I was doing. And then when I was about 8 years old, I started doing piano lessons. And I really enjoyed that. I really loved the theory behind it, which not many people do. So, but I absolutely loved it, and I loved everything about it. And then I was just kind of like singing on the side with my friends, and I'm like, well, what if I just kind of like put the two together and see what happens? So then I started doing singing lessons, and I started in classical, which is complete opposite end of the spectrum to country. And then obviously I moved into the more pop elements of singing and all the country stuff, just trying to get into the twang of what I wanted to do with my life and the music that I've grown up with and loved. And then about 14, I picked up the guitar, and I haven't looked back really. I just love songwriting, and I always have, and I always find like an emotional attachment to it.
So, so you've hinted that you started at the early age of 8. So how long ago was that?
11 years now. Wow, I feel older.
Trust me, when you get to my age, you'll feel a hell of a lot older. So obviously country is it's an interesting genre for the younger generation to get into. What was it that attracted you to the country side of music?
Yeah, so my parents always had country on in the house. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of growing up with it. I always used to go to country gigs as well, and absolutely loved how they just presented themselves on stage, and just the songwriting elements, and just wanted to learn about all the different elements that goes into country songwriting, because it's very storytelling, and I've always been attracted to that. So that was a big thing. And also when I started working with the guys at Puzzle Mix Studios, Danny McMahon and Andrea Succi, they're really a country-based studio. So they kind of introduced me to the ropes of like all that kind of side of production and songwriting, and like different techniques to use for different things, and like everything that I've learned, I've loved. So I'm just here and happy.
Right, excellent. So obviously, I know you said your parents played a lot of country music in the house when you were growing up. When you started to perform and get interested in the performance side of music and songwriting, was it initially country or was it pop, and then you had a bit of a transition into country?
I always used to like Taylor Swift, so she was a big influence for me, and I always used to like do covers of hers. But when I started performing, I was just kind of doing it as songwriting. I never really put myself in a genre, probably like the singer-songwriter kind of thing.
Uh-huh,
and until all the recording elements came together, they were kind of like pushing me into the country way. And I was like, I quite like this, not going to lie. obviously growing up with country and then making a country record, it's just been amazing.
Yeah, fabulous. So do you get all things being normal out there? Do you tend to perform quite a lot, or do you spend most of your time in the studio?
Yeah, so I first started on the scene last year in July when my debut single Define Me came out. So that's when I kind of started gigging as Kelsey Bovey, I guess, as like performing my own original stuff. But obviously with the lockdown, I haven't had that much to do, which is really interesting, because whenever I was on stage, I absolutely loved it. And that was kind of my big thing for this year, was to go out and do shows and just perform live for people and like gain an audience, I guess. But in a way, this lockdown has done wonders for my confidence, and because when I do gigs, I always get in the back in my mind that like, oh, I'm gonna go wrong, everyone's gonna judge me, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, over lockdown,
I've been like completely not worried about what everyone says, or like not worried about what I'm gonna do next, if I'm gonna mess up, because I'm just kind of enjoying what I'm doing, which is like what everyone needs when they perform. And it's just nice to have a lot more confidence, and I'm ready to go out and just do it how I should have been doing it.
Great stuff. It's most important thing to make sure you do enjoy it. Absolutely.
100%.
So there's a lot of people during the lockdown have been dabbling in the live streaming and everything. Have you done some of that?
Yeah, I've done quite a few live streams actually. So I've been doing some on my own page. I've been doing some on other accounts and other pages. It's just nice to go on other people's pages sometimes, because obviously you're reaching out to their audience, and obviously my audience is reaching out to their audience. So it's a nice way to kind of work together. And also when I do these live streams, there's often people like across the world who I've never met before and who I probably would never have met if it wasn't for that specific live stream, specific page, which is really nice.
Yeah.
I've met people all around the world, which I never thought would happen. I never thought my music would actually reach that far. So it's just incredible.
Yeah, fantastic. It's great that you can use such a thing as the lockdown and the virus and everything and turn it into a positive for that kind of thing. Yeah. It's really, really good. So are you currently working on anything at the moment? Do you have the access to a studio at home, or do you have to go out? And I know you mentioned Danny's Puzzle Maker Studios. Is that the one you tend to use?
Yeah, so that's the one I did for my debut release, and that's also the one I've done for this release as well. Those guys just, I feel like they just really understand what I want and kind of what I'm trying to achieve, and they just do it so well. And I guess I've never looked back from them since, but I've known them before I started recording. So about 3 years ago, I met Danny and Andrea.
Yeah.
And maybe longer, but so obviously having that friendship with them first was always really nice, because they kind of understand who I am as an artist, who I am as a person. And obviously when they go well together, it's always nice, and they kind of understand everything that I try to say and implement. So it's really good.
Great stuff. So obviously you've got a reasonable amount of music out there already. How do we get our sticky mitts on it? Are you on all of the usual streaming platforms, or?
Yeah, so I'm on Apple Music, I'm on iTunes, I'm on Spotify, Amazon Music, any streaming platform that anyone uses, I should be on there. I'm on TikTok and Instagram now.
Excellent. So obviously social media is very important these days. Do you also have CDs available through your website or anything like that?
Yeah, I do have some CDs for sale. I've got my debut EP, and I've also got my new release on CD as well. So if anyone wants any, get in contact with me. Websites are being set up at the moment, which is really exciting, and hoping to get that out by the time all my releases are out, and just work really hard on it and just get it out so everyone can kind of see what I'm about and what I'm working towards in the future.
Yeah, fabulous. I understand you had Magnetic was released back in May, and it went in at number 65 on the UK country iTunes chart, is that right?
Yeah, it's crazy, honestly.
Fabulous. Excellent. So obviously this, we're hopefully seeing the light at the end of the tunnel regarding the lockdown. When you do get out and get back to normal, what's one of the first things you're going to be doing? What is it you're pining for, obviously, apart from being back on stage?
Yeah. Just going out for a meal with like my family, really. That's like the main thing I'm missing. And obviously to see my grandparents would be lovely.
Yeah.
'Cause I haven't seen them since the whole of lockdown started. So we're very close knit family, and it's just nice to go out and do something for once. Obviously we've been locked in, so it's quite sad, really. But yeah. It's just nice to kind of go out and just do something with them like we always used to.
Absolutely. It's going to be great to get back to some form of normality, whatever that was originally.
Yeah.
So work-wise, what have you got planned coming up in the next few months?
I guess I'm just songwriting and just co-writing with other people, as many live streams as possible, I guess, just all that kind of stuff, and hopefully I can get back in the studio and release something maybe before the end of the year. That's the plan, I think, so fingers crossed that goes ahead.
Oh, good luck with that. And
thank you.
I understand you've also got a forthcoming EP coming out, Not Scared Anymore. Is all the writing done for that? Is that ready?
Yeah, so that comes out on 26th of June. Which is exciting.
That's this interview is going out tomorrow night and Saturday, so that's Friday this weekend.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And is that going to be available on all the streaming platforms as well, everywhere at once?
Yes, so you can pre-order it. Actually, you can't pre-order it, sorry. You can buy a CD, and it'll be on Amazon, Apple, Spotify, all those streaming platforms.
Excellent. So we'll have to check that out as well. So gigs-wise, I know obviously you say you recently started, and this was going to be the year to concentrate on getting out and gigging and everything. What's the diary looking like for next year, all things being even? Are you out and about all over the place?
Things are getting booked for next year. Hopefully all the gigs that I couldn't be able to do this year can translate into next year, or maybe the end of this year. We've got some things in the works, just kind of wherever I can, because obviously musicians are going to want to be out more than normal, so obviously a lot of people are going to be wanting to in as well, and obviously everyone's probably got new music coming out at some point, and like they want to maybe do a tour or just like do a few gigs to try and get back into the swing of things. So it'll be a busy time for us for sure, but obviously it's what we love doing. Hopefully everything can be sorted by the end of next year. or this year, and just be able to do what we love again.
Yeah, absolutely. So what sort of format do you normally go out as? Presumably you'll have a band behind you. Do you go out as a solo artist using tracks as well, or acoustic?
Yeah, so I usually go out just with me and my acoustic guitar and just play shows, play pub venues, maybe some country venues depending on when it is. But I haven't actually got a band at the moment, which is really sad, but hopefully after lockdown that can all get sorted. We've got some people in the pipeline ready for it.
Excellent.
So it's just starting it up, so
yeah,
just really
great stuff. Well, we'll certainly look forward to that. So when it comes to songwriting, do you have a particular way that you like to do your writing? Do you always do the medley first, or do you come up with the lyrics first, or is it a bit of a mixed bag for you?
It's usually quite mixed. I mean, I can go either way. If I've got like a lyric in my head that I absolutely love and I'm really proud of, then I'll try and implement it in that somewhere. Mm-hmm. Usually it's melody first, just because I just find it easier to write with melodies than lyrics. But it's different for everyone, but that's kind of my particular thing. And I usually have a thing to write about, so it usually just kind of flows out of my mouth, I guess.
Very good. So, yeah, we'll certainly be looking forward to seeing you out on the circuit somewhere. Have you got any festivals planned?
I've got Country on the Coast planned at some point. I was meant to do Rock and Ribs in August, but I don't think that's been cancelled yet. So fingers crossed that goes ahead. But yeah, I mean, hopefully I can get in applying for some next year, and hopefully I can do some more then.
Excellent. So if somebody, obviously you mentioned you've done a lot of streaming as well recently, if somebody wanted to catch up and watch some of those back, where would they find those?
Yes, you can just find them on my Facebook page, on my Instagram page or Twitter, and that will be on @KelseyBabyUK across all three platforms, and there'll be probably quite a few to watch there, so...
Excellent. Well, we're also giving you music away at the weekend as part of Simon Large's lyric competition as well. So,
yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Kelsey. It's been great chatting to you this afternoon. Thank you for your time. Really appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.
And I certainly wish you well for the future.
And you, thank you.
Thanks, Kelsey. Cheers.